Hey Jess, are there any more wine coolers left in there? No, it's fine. I'll look for myself. Damn, are we really out already? I thought we had a few more left in here. My mom usually has a case or two of the watermelon kind in the garage refrigerator. And I'll bet my little brother has some booze hidden in his room. Did anyone see where he went off to? Oh, Jesus. Not again. That little fucking pervert. It's nothing. It's just my little brother. I need to take him inside for a minute to help me find more alcohol. It's too early to let this party run dry, right? So, you girls just hang out there. I'll be back in a bit. We might have to make a run to the liquor store. I think he's got a hookup that'll buy us booze. Come with me, baby brother. Your big sister needs your help. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? How many times do I have to tell you not to stare at my tits when my girlfriends are here? Don't lie to me, you little pervert. I saw you when I bent over to check the cooler. Your eyes were glued to my bikini top. Come on. Let's go to my room. They can still see us from here. Right. It looks like they're all talking and distracted, and the window's too high to see and hear from the pool. I think we've got time to have a little talk. It's time we sorted this out once and for all. You're my baby brother, and I love you. But you've got to stop perving on me when my girlfriends are here. You know that I have huge, perfect tits. But don't you know how creepy it looks when people see you check out your own sister? I don't expect you to never look, but please stop doing it in front of my friends. They've started to notice. Jessica asked me about it last week. And lucky for you, she has big tits too, and believed me when I said you were actually staring at her. No, she didn't mind. She thinks you're cute and was flattered. But it's got to stop, dude. The other girls must have noticed by now. If you want to keep coming to my pool parties, please knock it off. Just stare at Jessica's tits or any of the other girls. All my girlfriends are hot. They've all got big tits. And they're used to getting attention from pervy little boys. They won't mind. So please, little brother, will you promise me that this is the last time? Oh my fucking God, you're doing it again! Did you hear anything I just said? It's no use, is it? You just can't resist looking at my big tits, can you, little boy? Fine, I'll make you a deal. If you promise to be on your best behavior for the rest of the afternoon, and by best behavior, I mean not ogling your own big sister's tits, then I'll take off my top right now, and you can have a look at them up close and fully nude for a couple of minutes. Do we have a deal, little brother? Good. And, we'll need to do something about that little bulge, too. Strip down and have a seat. Your swim trunks are soaked, and I don't want them getting my bed all wet. Why are you just standing there? Do you want to see my tits or not? You must have been dreaming that something like this would happen for years now. Oh, I get it. Are you having a bit of a shrinkage situation going on down there? Oh. Come on, dude. The water isn't that cold today. And besides, I'm your sister. I really don't care if you have a little dick. If you're too scared, I'll just pull your trunks down myself. Oh. You do have a little penis, don't you? No, little boy. Don't hide it from me. Your big sister wants to see your tiny penis. That's a good boy. Leave your hands at your side so I can get a better look. I just can't believe how small it is. I didn't expect a boy your age to be big, but I didn't think you'd have a baby dick. I mean, it's just so pathetic. Is it even 2 inches long? Oh my god, look! It's the same size as my thumb! See? I almost feel sorry for you, dude. You know, for having such a pathetic little dick. Here you are, stuck living with two beautiful women, both of whom have enormous tits. Our mom with the body of a porn star, and your big sister, the most popular girl in school, with big tits that even her own baby brother can't resist. But all you got was this sad, pathetic, little boy's penis. It's so unfair, isn't it? On the bright side, now I know how to keep you from staring at my tits in front of my friends. Well, from now on, if I ever catch you looking at my tits in front of my girlfriends again, I'm going to tell all of them that my baby brother has a tiny, little, pathetic 2-inch penis. And once they hear about that, they'll tell everyone in the whole school, including all the girls in your class. So unless you want to stay a virgin forever, you'd better stop obsessing over my tits all the time. Because I promise you, no girl is going to want to fuck you if your little secret gets out. I mean, who wants to be known as the girl who fucks the tiny dick guy? You'll be better off if we keep this between us. And besides, isn't a private viewing of your big sister's tits better than being humiliated by every girl you know for having a small penis? Of course you still get to see my tits, baby brother. Did you think I would break my promise just because you have a tiny dick? Poor baby. Already used to women rejecting you when they find out how small you are. Well, lucky for you, your big sister isn't like most girls, little brother. Let me just untie my bikini top. There you go, kiddo. What do you think? My tits really are perfect, huh? Having trouble focusing on my words again? No, it's okay. I understand. It's a big moment for a horny little boy when he sees his first pair of huge teenage tits. And, oh no, your tiny little penis is so hard. Am I making you horny? You're not having sexual thoughts about your own big sister, are you? Well, as much fun as this is, we should probably be getting back to the party soon. Have you had your fill of your sister's tits for the time being? Good. But you need to take care of your boner before we go back out. Can't have you marching around the patio with a little tent in your pants, can we? And I suppose I can help you out with it. If you want. You know, I'll help you get off. Help make your little penis come nice and hard for me. I want you to come hard enough that you won't get a boner again until my girlfriends leave later tonight. And I just don't trust you to make that happen on your own. So, your big sister's gonna help. Okay? Now, how would you like me to make you come, little boy? We need to make this quick before the girls get suspicious about what we're doing in here. Really? A hand job? I said we need to make this quick, little brother. I don't think me stroking your tiny virgin dick is gonna make you come fast enough. And you're clearly too small to fuck my huge tits. And besides, I want this orgasm to be special. Something you'll never forget. You know what I mean, kiddo? Well, if you won't say it, then I will. Dude, your big sister needs to suck your tiny penis now. Okay? That's right, little boy. I'm going to give you your first blowjob. I know it's incest, but we both know this will be our little secret. Just lay back and let your big sister make you feel good. There's my sweet little boy. Does this feel good, little boy? Do you like watching my lips move up and down your small penis? I hope you appreciate how lucky you are. I've never sucked a dick before, and if yours wasn't so small, I'm not sure I'd be willing to do it. It's not like you deserve this or anything either. I shouldn't be rewarding you for perving on your own sister. But this is the most I'm willing to do to get rid of your little micro boner. And if I'm being totally honest, I do love you. Probably not as much as you love me right now, but still more than most big sisters. At least it should motivate you not to ogle my tits in front of other girls anymore. And if you'll be a good boy from now on, maybe I'll bring you up to my room sometimes to look at my big tits when no one else is around. But don't count on free blowjobs just because you're horny. I'll only suck your little dick in emergencies. Or if I think you've been extra well-behaved. You're getting close now. I can feel it. Now be a good little boy and come for your sister. That's right, dude. You can come in my mouth. I don't want you getting boy cum all over my bed. Do it, little boy. Come in my mouth. Let your big sister swallow your cum. Good boy. You came nice and hard, just like I wanted. No, stay still, little boy. Let me suck out the last few drops. There you go. Your tiny penis is nice and drained now, isn't it? I'm proud of you, dude. Getting your first blowjob is a big deal. And you did great. Next time, if we aren't in a hurry, I'll tease you more and make it last longer. For now, just chill out for a minute while I go brush my teeth. Oh, good. We're all in the pool now. We got plenty of time to get dressed and actually go looking for more alcohol. That's better. I didn't want to go back out there with my brother's cum smell in my mouth. So, do you know if Mom kept any wine coolers out in the garage? If not, you're going to have to figure out where to get some booze. Who's that guy that always buys beer for you and your... what the fuck? Is your dick still hard? It's difficult to tell because it's so small, but it looks... Seriously, dude? A blowjob from your big sister isn't enough for you? It's almost like you didn't even come. It's fucking throbbing again. Ugh, God damn it. I can't send you out to get alcohol like this. I think I need to make you come again. And clearly, another blowjob won't do the job. I promised myself that the most I would do is suck you off, but I think I need to fuck you, little brother. Hopefully my tight pussy will make a difference. No. Stay there. I'll ride you. It'll be easier to keep your tiny dick from popping out if I'm on top. So, while we're being honest with each other, you should know. This is also my first time. Yeah, I'm still a virgin too. The biggest thing that's ever been inside my pussy is the tip of my finger, so let me set the pace, okay? I want to do this nice and slow. Is that it? Are you in? Oh, yeah, I can feel it now. All 2 inches of my baby brother's little penis. It's okay, dude. We don't need a condom. But warn me when you're ready to come. I'm not on birth control. I mean, I didn't plan on losing my virginity to my kid brother today. I can't believe we're doing this. My first time having sex is incest with a micro penis. No, dude. Don't apologize. It's not your fault you have a tiny dick. It actually feels really nice. You're a good fit for my tight pussy. How does it feel for you? Yeah? You like being inside your sister? And having my huge tits crushed against your chest. You've fantasized about this, haven't you? It's probably how you'd hoped you'd lose your virginity. Bareback incest with your teenage big sister. It's every little boy's fantasy. Claiming your sister's pussy before anyone else has had a chance. Well, this is not what I imagined my first time would be like, but it's not bad. You're just lucky I love you so much. Otherwise, you'd have waited a long time to find a girl willing to take your little penis inside her sweet pussy. Yeah, dude. Of course I love you. You're my baby brother. Would I let you fuck me if I didn't love you? Here, let me show you. Be a good little boy and kiss me. That's it, little boy. Thrust into me gently. Fuck me like you love me, bro. Make love to your sister's tight pussy. Oh, Dude. Your tiny penis feels so good inside me. I never thought a little dick would feel like this. Perfect tight fit. Maybe my girlfriends were right. Dick size doesn't matter if you really love the guy. You know, dude, my girlfriend Jessica thinks you're cute. I think she was jealous when she saw you looking at my tits. Hers aren't as big as mine, but they're still pretty huge. I bet she'd date you if I set you up. Would you like that little brother? Tell Jessica's your girlfriend. Or would you rather just fuck your own sister? What? Are you coming? Dude! I told you to warn me. I can feel it pumping inside me. You're coming in your sister's pussy. No. Go ahead and finish. It's too late now. The damage is done. You might as well enjoy the feeling. Yeah. It felt good for me too, but I'm your sister. We need to be more careful next time, okay? Now, I really need to get back to the pool. We've been gone way too long. God only knows what they think we're doing in here. I'm gonna go jump in the shower. My bikini bottoms are too small to hide all your cum dripping out of my pussy. You sure do have a big load for such a small penis. Oh, little brother? Don't tell anyone about this, okay? If you want to keep fucking your sister, we need to keep this a secret. And now, I need you to go track down some booze for the pool party. Find that guy who buys you beer and have him get some wine coolers. Watermelon, if they have any. If you're a good boy and get enough booze to keep the party going all night, you can sleep in here with me tonight after the girls leave. I'll even let you fuck me again if I'm not too drunk. So get going. I love you, little bro.